Jesus is the vine, and we the branches. He is the source of life, we those who live by and in him. A seed planted by God, Jesus' roots go down deep into Israelite soil. They stretch back to God's covenant promise to David, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, the place of our origin. Now, everything our Lord does, he does for us. He takes up our flesh, is born of a woman to fulfill the law for us. He is circumcised, his mother purified, has sacrifices offered on his behalf, denies himself certain foods, and eats the Passover to end and fulfill them. The law is fulfilled in him for us. His circumcision, his perfect obedience, his ritual purity, they count for those who are joined to him in holy baptism. The same is also true of the moral law. He kept it for us. His fasting and temptation were done in our stead. He fulfilled what we were unable and unwilling to do. His sobriety, his self-denial and discipline, they count for us. But that is not all. He not only kept the law, he also allowed the law to do to him all that justice demanded it do to us. He who knew no sin became sin. He suffered in the agony of his soul, the guiltless guilty with his own blood upon his hands. All this he did so that we might be forgiven and saved and live in him. All this he did for us by his grace. For he is the vine, we the branches. He the source of life, we those who live in him. Now this is true also of what he does to us. The Father is the vine dresser with dirt under his fingernails and a pruner's shears on his belt. He cuts off every branch that doesn't bear fruit, while pruning those that do, that more may sprout. No random hacking cuts, but selective, strategic cuts. He distinguishes between the green wood and the dead wood, with one purpose in mind: to make the branch more fruitful. He cleans the vine of the dead so that the living may continue to have life and have it in abundance. He prunes out of his divine goodness and mercy. He prunes by his grace, and by his grace do branches put forth fruit. But the Father's pruning can be painful. It hurts when the sword of the Spirit is unsheathed to slay the flesh. It stings when that double-edged sword pierces to divide soul from spirit, joints from marrow. Yet this sting is the sting that comes with the cleaning of fresh wounds. He prunes to clean, to make a clear path for fruit to sprout and grow. And it is for this purpose that the sword is wielded. Nevertheless, this pruning, this cleaning has already been done. For the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord, suffered it for you. The vine was pruned in crucifixion. The Father, with shears in hand, lifted up the true vine to cleanse the whole world. He clipped away all sin, death, and the power of the devil. The great vine dresser pierced his side and poured out the life-giving water and blood that provides daily nourishment for growing branches. And this water and blood fills all the fonts and chalices of Christendom. They are rich in grace unto salvation. They make the dead wood green again, and they nourish the green to bear fruit. And by it, you have been sanctified. You have been cleansed and grafted into the true vine through holy baptism and the Lord's Supper, where you abide in him and where you live in righteousness and purity forever. Yet you still suffer pain. You still suffer injury and loss. You groan with all creation. Let not your hearts be troubled, however, and do not be afraid. For you abide in him and he in you. What he has suffered, you too suffer. For you are in him, even as he is in you. And this is a sign of God's continual work in you, a sign of his work for you. This is his joy, the joy set before him, the joy to endure the cross. And this joy he gives to you, a joy to endure the crosses that prune and clean, that you may bear fruit and glorify the Father. This joy is yours, and this joy is full. For he fills all things and fulfills all things for you. The good work which he has begun in you, he will bring to completion, as he has promised. All things are yours, for you belong to him. In the holy name of Jesus.